We're the New Light, 104.7 and 1570 AM.
9:35 on a Tuesday morning. We're on the line with the new Miss Mohawk Valley, who is Lynn Adele Tryon of Tribes Hill. How are you this morning, Lynn?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Bob?
Okay. Quite an event took place in Herkimer over the weekend. It was a rather competitive pageant, as I understand it. It took a while for the judges to come to a conclusion, correct?
Yes, this was actually the most girls that I've ever competed with. And I don't know if that played a factor, but there was also a ton of judges involved, which, in my opinion, is good because you want as many people as possible to say, yep, I want her, or no, I don't want her. I think that it was really competitive. I didn't realize how long we were waiting for the scores to be tabulated because backstage you're just kind of pacing around anyway, but it was.
Okay, so now you are Miss Mohawk Valley. What do you do?
Well, first order of business is getting ready for the Miss New York State competition, which is in June. I was the last title holder crowned across New York State who will be competing, so I have to hurry and get everything ready, get ready for competition, get all my paperwork done, make myself, you know, prepared to go down and compete in Staten Island this coming June. So that's on the top of my list. But besides that, I've already got the groundwork laid for one fundraiser coming up this summer, hopefully, and an appearance towards the end of the month. So not just getting ready for Miss New York, but being a part of the community, being in and about and around the Mohawk Valley.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a little bit more about the Miss New York pageant. I mean, that really would be something if you won that. What do you suppose? I don't know. Is there a secret to that, or how does that happen?
Well, I don't think there's a secret. I think the formula is different for every young woman who competes because you have to get up on that stage and you have to be the best you that you are. You have to make sure your talent is on mark and everything, every line, every step is exactly how you want it to be. Everything, all, you know, details, pay attention to how your hair looks, pay attention to what dress you're wearing. And then, of course, the really important stuff, your interview, when you be up to date on your current events. Because Miss America, Miss New York, and Miss Mohawk Valley are representatives within their community, and they must be able to hold themselves in conversation. They have to show that they have an understanding of the current environment that the United States and the area are in. And all of that is part of the formula to winning any title, be it Miss New York or Miss America. So who's ever at the top of their game, who's ever having a good day, hopefully will walk away with that crown.
Okay, let's hope it's you. As Miss Mohawk Valley, you have a platform. What does that mean, and what is your platform?
Well, the platform for the Miss America organization is a cause or a charity or something that the young woman is passionate about that she can not only raise money for but promote, because not all charities and fundraisers are about, or not all charities are about raising money. Some of them are about promoting awareness. And I chose honoring local heroes. It's something that I came up with being a young person during the time period of September 11th and seeing how the firemen and the firefighters and volunteers sacrificed themselves and saved other people. It goes into everything, both local volunteers to doctors and nurses who save lives every day and don't always get that recognition because it's part of their job, as well as our armed forces who are all over the world protecting us and helping us out.
So, I mean, the people that really do make a difference in society, as opposed to quote-unquote celebrities that get a lot of the attention on TV and online and so forth.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things that I want to work on this year with my platform is letting young people know that you don't have to have a badge, you don't have to have a uniform to be a hero. It can be anything from, you know, helping someone open a door when their arms are full. You may have just made their entire day. Everybody, it is within everybody's capability to be a hero. You don't have to have special training. You don't have to have a really cool job, and you don't have to be a celebrity.
Indeed. Your talent is talking, which is what we're doing now, or what was at the Miss Mohawk Valley pageant. I'm sure you have other talents as well.
Well, I'm not sure. The one thing my mom's always told me I was really good at is talking, so I just stuck with that when I needed a talent. I performed the end monologue from West Side Story, which is a musical. I don't sing because that is not one of my talents. And it's the very final scene of the play where Maria realized that her boyfriend has been killed due to gang violence. And the reason I chose that part is not just because of the passion that's involved with it and the entertainment value and that I absolutely adore it, but the fact that it spreads the message that in that today's world, so many years after the play was written, is still important and still relevant. Mm. About young people, about everybody dealing with their problems, their differences, and their issues with violence.
Yeah. Will you do that monologue again at Miss New York pageant?
I have the option of continuing, of carrying the same talent that I did at my local. I love this piece. My heart is in it. I can feel the passion of it in every ounce of my body when I perform it. But one of those things that I have to do to get ready to Miss New York is to step back and say, what will the judges be looking for? What is my competition doing? Is this appropriate for the Miss New York stage? Mm-hmm. Is this something that's better done at a local pageant? So my gut feeling is I may carry it, but I don't know. I may surprise everybody and throw something new out there.
Right. Now, the Miss Mohawk Valley is a scholarship pageant, and you were awarded a scholarship, correct?
Absolutely. That is, in my opinion, is the best part. I received a $1,000 scholarship for taking home the title, but all of the young women who placed received scholarship money as well. So even though only the winner walked away with $1,000, there's so much more money towards education that went into Saturday night's program. And I can tell you right now, I'm looking at my books, and I have class later this afternoon, and I will be thinking, I'll be thanking God for every little penny, because I don't have to pay for it.
And maybe we should mention, you're a student, correct, at the local community college?
Yes, I have a certificate in broadcast journalism from the New School of Radio and Television, and I have decided to return to college and continue my education in business. And I'm only a part-time student. Again, because I'm paying for my entire education out of my pocket, so the scholarship really helps. I don't receive financial aid, and I don't have any loans. So I get to sit in class and know exactly how much each class costs me. And I'm planning on continuing my education in business, either at SUNY Delhi or SUNY Colchester.
Well,
I love the SUNY system.
I'd be scared probably to be one of your teachers. Maybe you'd ask for a refund if you didn't think the... well, anyway. Lynn Adele Tryon, Miss Mohawk Valley, good luck in the Miss New York pageant, and congratulations for winning Miss Mohawk Valley last weekend. You have a good day.
Thank you. You as well, Bob.
Take care.